Chapter 8. Aunt Jane's Nurse. The next day was one of Aunt Jane's bad days. The boys went off gladly to look at the ranch when they saw how cross she was. "Now, Jane," the girls heard Maggie say, "you let me wash your hands and face."
"No,"
was the sharp answer. Watch looked at the door and raised one ear.
"I don't know what to do with you,"
cried Maggie. "No breakfast, no washing, no clean bed. What do you want me to do? Do you want the window open?"
"No, this room is too cold already,"
the little lady said. "You said a minute ago that it was too hot."
"Well, it was a minute ago."
"Oh, dear me," said Maggie. The girls looked at each other. The dog stood up and looked at the door. Violet put the last pile of dishes in the cupboard. Suddenly, Maggie came from the bedroom. She shut the door behind her. She was almost crying.
"Girls, I can't do a thing with your aunt today. She was like this all the time before you came, but I did think she was getting over it."
"I wonder what she would say to me if I went in," said Violet. "I'd like to try."
"Are you sure?"
asked Jessie.
"Maybe she would be cross to anyone today."
"Never mind if she is, Jessie," answered her sister. "It won't hurt me."
"Of course it will hurt you if she says mean things," cried Jessie.
"And it will hurt me, too." "I'd still like to try," said Violet. "Just let me have the soap."
Violet knocked softly on the door to her aunt's bedroom.
"It's Violet, Aunt Jane. May I come in?" "All right, come in," said her aunt.
Violet went in quietly and put some newspapers in the chair by her aunt's bed. On the papers, she put the big wash bowl. Into the bowl, Violet poured hot water.
"It's such a hot day," she began pleasantly. "I think hot water makes you feel cooler, don't you?" "Well, maybe," said Aunt Jane.
She watched the pretty little girl.
"I've been sick a lot myself," Violet went on, "and one of my nurses told me that."
Violet took one of the thin little hands and washed it gently with hot soapy water. Then she dried it on a soft towel.
"I take care of the family when they are sick," said Violet. "Someday I am going to be a nurse."
She washed the other hand. Then she pushed Aunt Jane's white hair back and washed her face. She was drying her aunt's face when Watch walked slowly into the room, wagging his tail. Aunt Jane looked at him.
"I don't feel like playing with you today," she said. "Go right back to the kitchen."
Without a sound, Watch started for the kitchen. Then he turned and looked at Violet.
Violet said, "You're a nice dog, Watch, and I love you. But Aunt Jane said for you to go back to the kitchen."
Watch gave them both a look and turned sadly to go. His tail did not wag.
"Never mind," cried Aunt Jane. "Come back. You can stay. I never saw a dog that minds as well as you do. Come here if you want."
Watch almost jumped across the room. He put his paws up on the white bed.
"No," said Violet.
"Yes,"
said Aunt Jane. "We never let Watch get up on the beds," said Violet softly. "I always let my dog lie on my bed," said Aunt Jane.
Watch looked first at one and then at the other.
"Up," said Aunt Jane.
Watch gave a great jump and landed on the other side of the little lady. He lay down and put his head on his paws. He was not sure that he had done the right thing. He kept looking at Violet. Violet was watching her aunt smile at Watch. She was sure that Watch had done the right thing.